she did whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired her to do. فَأَلْقِي فِلْيَمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised there and there, وَلَا تَخَابِ وَلَا تَحْزِينَ. Don't worry, don't concern about his life. إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Two promises in this circumstances, which is outwardly look like my child is going to drown into the water. There is no safety. There is no, you know, any way I can see that my child will survive in the river, because it's too small. He cannot swim and water is so deep. Like outwardly it look impossible, but there and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised for two things. You just do it, what I'm telling you to do, that is your job. This is the condition. If you fulfill this condition, trusting upon me, I am promising you for two things. Inna radduhu ilayki. We are going to return you back definitely, certainly. Inna. Definitely we are going to bring back to you safe and sound as it is, without any harm. Waja'iluhu minal mursaleen. And we are going to make him amongst one of the ulul azm, messenger of Allah. How can our brain can comprehend, my brothers? This is the condition outwardly, that any time a cop can catch him and is going to slaughter him. In this condition, at that time, there is no hope. There is no possibility. Allah is promising he will survive. Not only he will survive, he will become a messenger of Allah. Can you believe? This is what happens, my brothers, with us also. Sometimes from no way we get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we just amazed. We just wonder how it happened. It wasn't possible. I never thought like that. There was no plan. But Allah did it. Allah does anything. This is the trust we all have to learn. So there and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforted her. Don't worry, we will protect him. He will be safe. We'll bring back to you. And on top of that, we promise you that your child will be a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later on it happened. She did it. What happened? فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. As we promised, because she fulfilled her condition, we commanded her to drop her child into the river, and she did it. She followed our instruction, she followed our condition, and because of that, now our promise came up. As we promised, faradatnahu ila ummihi, and we brought him back to, you know the story, that he was not, Hazrat Asya bring back and bring into the palace, and Firaun wanted to kill, and she said, no, we will make him our child, he will be our son, and this and that, and Asya protected him, and then he was not taking the milk of anyone, crying, Allah has forbidden any woman's milk on him, and eventually his sister was looking and watching all this scenario. And she came and asked if I know one lady and maybe we can try her. They were so desperate. Anyway, they wanted to keep this child quiet because he's not drinking, he's hungry, he's thirsty, and he keep on crying. So they wanted to try everything. They said, okay, bring that woman, whoever is she. And here, the sister of Musa alayhi salam running towards mother, come to the palace. Firaun is calling you. And Musa alayhi salam mother came to the palace, and when she started, tried to, breathe her, immediately he started, because he was a real mom. So they hire her to do this service, and protected in the palace of Firaun, in the palace of enemy. And she was paid for that service. Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was worried on one place, that he's going to kill my child. In the same place, under the same supervision of Fir'aun, now she is safe and sound, she is respected, everybody is respecting her, she is the only woman that this child is taking the milk from her, and because of this service, she is getting paid. See how system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is working. So this is what, my brothers and sisters, we all have to understand. Allah Ta'ala said, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَّا أُمِّهِ كَتَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا. So her eyes can be cooled down, وَلَا تَعْزَنْ, and she doesn't worry and concern anymore. وَلِتَعْلَمَ, and she must know and understand, إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truth and is going to happen. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but most of the people, they are not aware of it. They don't believe in that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, promise us. What I'm trying to tell today, one side is promise of Allah, and other side is the condition to get that promise of Allah. From our side is we have to fulfill that condition in order to get the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Promise of Allah is there. As I said, the Jannat is already prepared. Now, we have to work hard for that. Like in one place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنًا فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُ أَجْرًا بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That whoever, slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, male or female, you know, do a good amal and actions, and they are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two conditions in this verse. One is to bring the iman, and other is to do the amal salihah. If you do anyone, male or female, then there is a promise of Allah. They are going to get the Jannat and all the bounties of Jannat. From our, Jannat is there. From our side, we are, our iman is not that complete, that perfect. Or our a'mal, our deeds, our actions are not to that level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it, our salat and qiyam and zakat and all these things. This is the give and take. The moment our iman become complete and our a'mal and actions become good, promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. That is going to grant us a beautiful, comfortable life in this world, as well as in hereafter, the Jannat and Paradise is prepared and ready for it. So what the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, first kuruni askurkum. First, you have to remember me, then I will remember you. In Hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if my servant, that ana inna sunni abdi bi, I am according to the understanding or imagination of my servant, the way he imagined me, the way my servant feels me, I am like that. Wa ana ma'ahu idha dhakarani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am with him whenever he remembers me. This is the condition. We have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah's ma'iyat, Allah's help, Allah's nusrat, Allah's assistance will appear. But if you don't have time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are neglectful, we are unmindful about the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then where is the promise of Allah? First kuru ni, this is the first condition. You remember me, then I will remember you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith, wa ana ma'ahu idha dhakarani. Whenever he remembers me, I am there. Like a person, you know, have a, you know, torch in his hand. If he's not putting on, there is no light. Torch is there, battery is there in his hand. But what the problem is, he is not, you know, owning the light. The moment he will own, the light is there. Car is there, if you not ignite, it's going to sit on the ground. We have to ignite, then it will start. Faskuruni askurkum, wa ana ma'ahu idha dhakarani. Fa in dhakarani fi nafsihi, dhakartu fi nafsi, give and take. That if he remembers me quietly, secretly in his heart, I will remember him in my heart. وَإِذَا ذَكَرَنِ فِي مَلَئٍ, and if he remembers me in front of the people, in the gathering, ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ, then I take his name in the better gathering of angels. The gathering of angels, in that gathering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers. So again, I'm saying from our side is little bit effort, and from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lots of promises, my brothers and sisters. What is the another person? Faskurullah dhikran kasira. How we can appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has promised us, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If here also condition that if you show your gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will increase His bounty. The condition is this, that we should show the gratitude, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say Alhamdulillah. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, Alhamdulillah yamla'ul mizan. Just one time uttering Alhamdulillah, it will fill the scale of mizan on the day of Qiyamah. Such a great reward. Fazkurullah dhikran kaseera. So we have to remember, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our heart, thinking and believing whatever is happening with me or around me is with the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, you must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the lisan, with our tongue. All the time, keep on saying Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Zikrullah. And the third thing, will jawarih, that thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our limbs. That Allah has granted me brain, I must think correctly. Allah has granted me tongue, I must appreciate the great bounty of Allah. I must not misuse my tongue, rather I must use in the beneficial things. Allah has granted me ear. And there are so many brothers and sisters, thousands of people. We are sitting here very calmly, very, you know, safe. But there are millions of people who doesn't have roof like this, who are not sitting nicely. They have fear and scaredness all over. How much we should think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sitting, we can hear the lecture. There are thousands of people who cannot hear. Think on that. We can talk, they cannot talk. They are deaf and dumb. So just keep on, you know, remembering the one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank upon that. How much of countless bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowed upon us. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. We cannot even count. My brothers and sisters, there are so many things, but last thing with the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. We all need help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. First of all, you have to raise your hands. First of all, you have to come into my court. You have to beg to me, then I will grant you. I am there to respond. I can grant you whatever you demand. Right? Condition is this. First, you must raise your hands. You must come to my court. You must bow down in front of me and show your humbleness. Then I will grant you whatever you like. So my brothers and sisters, let's see how much of conditions we are fulfilling from our side in order to receive a mercy and benefit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.